So this morning, I guess we'll turn to farming again. So the last time I remember, not sure was that the last time I spoke or not, but we talked about pruning and so forth. Anyway, this morning, at least part of it will be of another part of farming, like as the farmer, he decides what amongst his things that grow and his animals and his fields and his trees and all of these things, like a farmer or any businessman does the same, I guess. But he looks at what's being fruitful, what's being profitable to him, and if it doesn't bear enough fruit or bring forth enough, he changes things. We have patience. I've got this tree that's over 9 years old that I planted, seems a long time ago. I don't think it has barely grown anything since I planted it. It just stood there. Didn't seem to it grow a little bit here and there, but it's still about the same size as it was when I planted it. Every year it tried to bear fruit, or it did bear fruit. It's not like it didn't bring forth fruit, and yet it doesn't grow, or it didn't grow, and finally I think finally it's actually going to be like it was marred enough by the sun, maybe, and the ants got into it, so I think it's going to die, if not dead already, so it's going to have to be replaced. But so that doesn't quite fit in with this Luke 13 passage the man came looking for fruit. Like, I'd find fruit on this tree every year. Almost every year, anyway. Maybe it skipped a year or two. I don't remember. But it tried. But yet, it wasn't desirable. I've also got another one that's bore a lot of fruit. Maybe you could advise me on that one, but I was thinking of pulling it out. It had always had a problem with roots going one way. When I planted it, it seemed to just stay that way. So the branches developed more on that side. It's borne a lot of fruit over the years, and last year it was so heavy. I've tied it up a couple of years, it seems, and held it back because it always wanted to lean that way as well, towards the side that had roots, away from the side that didn't. Last year it had so much fruit, it just fell that way. So I'm like, I guess it's got to come out. I guess tie it up for years and years to come, but I was thinking of just taking it out, because not because it didn't bear any fruit, as we see in this picture, but because of other undesirable traits. So in the reading this morning, just remember the patience, I guess, of the Lord in our lives, and our short-sightedness. We're human beings. We just don't get the full picture, it seems, almost ever, and too often we're just way too short-sighted. We just don't get it. We just try to see more of the whole picture in almost any situation in our life that comes along. Anyway, Luke 13, read a few passages here, and then we'll go back to 2 Peter 3. So Luke 13, at that very time there were some present who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. He asked them, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were worse sinners than all other Galileans?" "No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did." "Or those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem?" "No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did." Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it, and he found none. So he said to the gardener, "See here, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" He replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year until I dig around it and I put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." So in this, we could put ourselves in here. Christ as the gardener. Asking for patience with these things in the vineyard. So we're being dug around and manured, or we're being pruned that we could bring forth more fruit. We're somewhere in that spectrum. But we see patience here. The man that planted it wanted fruit. He had looked for 3 years, and he was ready to cut it down. But the gardener says, "Let's try. Let's try this one more thing. Let's dig around it. Let's manure it. Let's see if we can't get it to bear some fruit. If it doesn't bear fruit, then I guess it'll have to go." Now let's turn back to 2 Peter 3. "This is now, beloved, the second letter I am writing to you. In them I am trying to arouse your sincere intention by reminding you that you should remember the words spoken in the past by holy prophets, and the commandment of the Lord and Savior spoken through your apostles. First of all, you must understand this, that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and indulging their own lusts and saying, 'Where is the promise of his coming? For ever since our ancestors died, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation.'" So here we see people, and this brings out, and more of it then, brings out the short-sightedness of humanity. Like, we're living in our day, and we can get to the point where, like, okay, things go on from day to day like they always have, and like they always will. These things, someone tries to tell us to repent, we have to change. There's a day coming when the gardener will no longer be patient with us. We'll be thrown out. Oh, things go on like they always have. They always will. Then he goes on, they deliberately ignore this fact that by the word of God, heaven existed long ago, and earth was formed out of water and by means of water, through which the world of that time was deluged with water and it perished. But by the same word, the present heavens and earth have been reserved for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and destruction of the godless. But do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some think of slowness, but he is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance. So, basically, saying the Lord isn't short-sighted, like he sees the whole picture. With the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some think of slowness, but is patient. He's patient with us, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a loud noise, and the elements will be dissolved with fire, and the earth and everything that is done on it will be disclosed. Since all these things are to be dissolved in this way, what sort of persons ought you to be in leading lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set ablaze and dissolved, and the elements will melt with fire? But in accordance with his promise, we wait for new heavens and a new earth where righteousness is at home. Therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, strive to be found by him at peace, without spot or blemish, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. Regard the patience of our Lord as salvation, as saving us. Here again, the patience of our Lord, if not for his patience, we might already be thrown out. So also our beloved brother Paul wrote to you according to the wisdom given him, speaking of this as he does in all his letters. There are some things in them hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do the other scriptures. You therefore, beloved, since you are forewarned, beware that you are not carried away with the error of the lawless and lose your own stability, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. So I would just encourage us, as I would wish to try to remember myself, when in everyday life, like when situations arise, to try to remember and see a bigger picture than just the immediate circumstances in front of us, and so on. And be thankful for the patience of the Lord. So that's all I have to share this morning. Invite your comments, corrections, and so on.
Thank you, Brother Leroy. Very edifying and admonishing to us, and the patience. I think the only prayer request that Jesus ever made, or prayer besides the model prayer, is pray for laborers to go in the field. So Brett and David and Yanni, and get with it. No, wake up me. Wake up It's about not the person next to us, it's me to go in or to reach out. Like Brother Atlee said last week about Gideon, all his things, but then Gideon had to, he had to perform. You know, it's not just, and so we read about early Christians, the Anabaptists, people say, but we can wake up and like, if good Skyler's here, he passes out tracts all the time, he gets fired for it, praise the Lord. Amen. It's knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. It's, you know, I see immodestly people dressed and say, oh, that's how gross. And that's not the reason. Motivation is they're going to spend millions and trillions of years away from God forever. Not just immodesty, their disobedience to God, but thank you, Leroy. It's the patience of God with us. Why aren't I doing it the way I should every day? Why didn't I go to Urbana in Indianapolis? Which makes me, what do I do at work? What do I do with everyone? The Lord be magnified. Thank you, Leroy. It hit me.
Amen. I was kind of struck by the thought that the patience of God, the long-suffering of God, is salvation. It's another chance, another day for the unsaved to repent, to turn their hearts toward the Lord. Hebrews 3:15 says, while it is said, today if ye hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. As Brother Leroy mentioned, the voice comes, but only so long. The Lord is patient, but only so long. Eventually, he expects results. Hebrews 4:7 says, again he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. And it was just a good reminder that today is the day that we have so far, and let us be diligent in it.